Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Eureka police officers responded to a report of gunshots heard near the 1900 block of J Street on Wednesday night. While officers were investigating the scene, they learned that a 24-year-old Eureka man was at the hospital being treated for gunshot wounds. When officers arrived at the hospital, they found the victim in surgery. The victim is expected to survive. The initial call to police reported that four gunshots had been heard in an area across from Eureka High School. No students or staff were involved, and classes will go on as normal today. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. The search for Shane Miller continues. Stephen Walker has more on new details.
Law enforcement personnel continue the search for triple homicide suspect Shane Miller, searching the King Range National Recreation Area and conducting door-to-door searches of residences and cabins in Petrolia, Honeydew, and Shelter Cove. On Monday, detectives learned that a woman from Petrolia was in possession of the Miller family dog, a dachshund named Gigi. The woman told detectives that she was on the beach at the end of Lighthouse Road in Petrolia last Wednesday evening when she came across two hikers who had the dog in their possession and were searching for the owner. The woman offered to take care of the dog. The Sheriff's Office, along with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, is seeking assistance from the public with the identity of the two hikers. The investigation would greatly benefit from knowing where the dog was originally located. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office.
On Wednesday, conservation groups filed a lawsuit against Caltrans regarding a project to widen existing narrow sections of Highways 197 and 199 in Del Norte County. Friends of Del Norte, the Center for Biological Diversity, and the Environmental Protection Information Center filed the lawsuit in a state court, challenging the $26 million project. The suit claims that the project has not undergone adequate environmental review of its impacts, and that it would increase the likelihood of deadly accidents and toxic spills, along with harming old-growth trees and salmon habitats. Caltrans seeks to widen Highways 199 and 197 at seven different locations to provide access for oversized trucks. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department's new ladder truck, a piece of apparatus that replaced the old one built in 1977, is in full service with the department, but issues relating to vehicle and building maintenance remain. Fire Chief Ken Woods does not have a lot of leeway when it comes to the budget. The vast majority of money is mandated.
80% of our costs are employee-related costs that are fixed, insurance, those types of things that are fairly regulated, standard, we don't have a lot of movement on.
But with changes coming in 2014 with the implementation of the Federal Affordable Care Act and the ongoing discussion of what to do with station houses built in the 1950s, budget answers are never easy for Woods.
You know, for that other 20% of the budget, deciding what types of things that we need immediately, whether it be the maintenance, the equipment issues, and where we really want to go with customer service and improving service and being able to fit that into the budget.
One proposal is to close the Myrtle Avenue Station, one of those 1950s buildings, while the other budget strategies are to secure state funding for changing EMS services and for vehicle maintenance. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University is receiving a lot of national attention of late, and now they are back in the spotlight with a new study created by geography instructor Monica Stevens and her students that look to analyze what parts of the country generate the most hate speech. Stevens and three undergraduates utilized social media website Twitter to conduct their study. They mapped the geographic location of 150,000 tweets from June of 2012 to April of 2013, tweets that used racist, homophobic, ethnic, or anti-disabled slurs. Their findings indicate that hate speech is more commonly found in small towns with low diversity. Funding for the map was provided by a University Research and Creative Activities Fellowship from HSU's College of the Arts. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.